This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel in Washington.
And I'm Madeline Brand in California. Britain's former Prime Minister Tony Blair faced 6 hours of questioning today, the topic Iraq. He was appearing before a panel investigating why the British government decided to join the 2003 Iraq invasion. As NPR's Rob Gifford reports, if anyone was expecting contrition or repentance from Blair, they didn't get it.
It wasn't a trial, but many outside today's inquiry thought that it should be. Tony Blair, to the Hague, they chanted, to face the International Criminal Court. Blair, the consummate politician who seemed so attuned to public opinion when he swept to power in 1997, has become vilified by many for ignoring that same popular opinion and taking the country into a very unpopular war in 2003. 29-year-old Martin Abrams marched against the war at the time, and he was back today.
He's essentially a war criminal. He led us into a war full of lies. He's caused the deaths of 179 British troops and countless more Iraqis.
Inside, Blair launched a robust defence of his decisions before the five-member panel, saying he would make the same decisions all over again. He spent a lot of the morning talking about 9/11, how it changed everything, he said, and especially the risk that a leader like Saddam Hussein, with a track record of manufacturing weapons of mass destruction, might link up with an organisation like Al-Qaeda.
Well, isn't that about a lie or a conspiracy or a deceit or a deception? It's a decision. And the decision I had to take was, given Saddam's history, given his use of chemical weapons, given the over 1 million people whose deaths he caused, given 10 years of breaking UN resolutions, could we take the risk?
Blair admitted that his government failed to anticipate some of the problems of the aftermath of the Iraq invasion, in two areas especially.
One was, as I say, the absence of this properly functioning civil service infrastructure. And of course, the second thing, which is the single most important element of this whole business of what happened afterwards. People did not think that Al-Qaeda and Iran would play the role that they did.
He said there isn't a day that goes by when he doesn't think about the massive responsibility that he bears. But in the end, he was briefly heckled when asked if he had any regrets.
No regrets.
Responsibility, but not a regret for removing Saddam Hussein. I think he was a...
Be quiet, please.
As he left the forum, Tony Blair was booed by some in the public gallery, who shouted, "You're a liar and a murderer." Valerie O'Neill watched the testimony. Her son Chris was killed by a roadside bomb in Iraq in 2007.
Give that man an Oscar, because his performance in there, he should be on the red carpet. He is blaming everybody but himself. He will not take any of the blame himself.
Blair was not without his supporters, though. Dennis McShane, who was in the Prime Minister's cabinet in 2003, pointed out that the decision to go to war was approved by the British Parliament.
There were hundreds of people in Parliament who voted. I was Europe Minister, and there wasn't a single European leader or intelligence service at the time who doubted that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. We know better now, but are we making a judgment today in 2010?
The inquiry has no legal power to indict Blair or anyone else, but Rosemary Hollis of City University in London, who's just published a book called Britain and the Middle East in the 9/11 Era, says the process has still been worthwhile.
I think from the point of view of the British public, it's quite important that this inquiry has taken place and that the former Prime Minister be seen to be put on the spot. There is a great sense of unfinished business, a great sense that he hasn't been held accountable. And even if he's not taken to court and charged with an illegal act, there will at least have been a sense that he's had to explain himself.
And he may have to do so again if the panel decides they need to hear more. Blair's successor, Gordon Brown, is set to face the inquiry in the coming months. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.